As I said earlier, today's reading will be Psalms chapter 1, the righteous and the wicked, a contrast. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but he delights in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yield its fruits in its season, and its leaves does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. God, thank you for the reading of your word, that all this is available for us. I know we had the wicked. You know, we understand. We don't want to be part of that group. We do not want to be like chaff, blown in the wind, dead or dry grass. We do not want to be that way. We want to love. We want to love our fellow brothers and sisters. We have to. We have to look past whatever flaws they may have and love them. Christ looks at all of us. He looks at our flaws. He looks at our inabilities. He looks at our shortcomings. He looks at us. He looks at us in such a way. We can't look at ourselves that way. We really can't. But he can. He can look at your heart at such a way that you can't. But what you want, what you pray for, is that he does, when it comes time to see the Father, to meet the Father, you don't want God to see your heart. You want to see that Holy Spirit. You want him to see the blood of Christ that covers you. So when that time comes, your Father will look and said, "Son," talking to Jesus, "what about Roger? These are his sins, all in front of him for everyone to see. Son, Jesus, tell me what you know. I pray and I stand on that the Lord Jesus will look and say, Father, I know this man, and I know him well. And he has walked, he's prayed, he's done those things that are required of him by your holy word. Yes, Father, he is a human full of flaws, but he believes that I am the resurrection. I am the great redeemer to bring everyone through my blood back to you, Father, as a whole and soul, a solely clean self." Song says, white as snow, pure. You want him to see you that way. You don't want at that last minute that Lord looks at you and go, "The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. There is how you should go and where you can go. It's very black and white. Don't let us put our terminologies in it. Let us not put our human understanding in his graciousness, his loving kindness that he gave us, the glory that he puts, that he has for us to share when that time comes. I know we all would like to see each other when that time comes. We can walk and say, hey, you made it. Hallelujah. We want to see that. We want to say that. I think about, I'm not going to do that. No. We got to love each other, people, please. It's one of the command. It is one of the top 10, as the people would say. This is that commandment. Rid yourselves. It's a daily fight. No, don't think it's easy. It's a daily fight to walk that walk. But as a friend of mine would say, you want to be able to understand your salvation and the grace that was put on you to do your walk, to walk the walk, talk the talk, so people will see this is the difference in me. I can't speak for nobody else. I can speak for myself. I know how the Lord has changed me. Few may have known me then, or might not, but I guarantee you, the Lord has brought me a long way. And he still has a lot of way to go. Because the only time I'm going to be perfect is when I'm in the Lord's presence. Amen. Then perfection can be had. But right now, I hurt, I ache, I pain, I stumble, I fall, I get up, and I look at my Bible and I say, thank you, Lord, for giving me this book of directions, because without this map for my spirit, my soul, my eternity, I would be in a world of trouble. So all we can say is thank you. Say it personally, thank you, because it's a personal. You can't expect someone else to say, God, he's a good man, let him in. They don't have that. Only Jesus has that. Only Jesus had it. So I pray we share this with our families as best we can. And don't give up. Don't irritate, because the Lord does not want you to irritate sharing his word. It's motivation that this is what is to come. Today we're going to be doing the Lord's table. This is our, how can I say, the Lord's table is a vision that people can see, and you can see, God can see, Jesus can see. When you do the elements, don't have any hatred in your hearts when you do the elements. Forgive, lest ye be forgiven. Judge, lest ye be judged. That's a hard one too, because we can judge really quick and not even catch it. Then, but this is the time you got a but. Lord, I apologize. David used to do that. He was the best at it. David would get on his knees, he would get down, and he would say, Lord, forgive me, for look at what I have done. Look at me, I'm a dirty rag, I'm lower than pond scum. Oh, but Lord Jesus, that is what makes me and gives me the strength to love thy brother as I love myself, to love my sister as I love myself. That's a hard one. A lot of times people give up on themselves, but Jesus does not. That's why he put all these different things in process, laid out all of this for us. He gave us a book of instructions, a manual, some might call it, of how we are to live our lives. And Psalms 1 gives you a really straightforward approach to how we should be. People be that way. Lord Jesus is just asking you, believe in me, because if you come through me, believe in me, then the Father will have space for you. He'll have time for you. He'll love you. He loves you anyway. He loves us. He gives us rain when it's dry. He gives us each other. And I tell you, without each other, I wouldn't probably have been too far in my life. Jesus is the way. Amen, brother. Amen. The truth and the light. And with that said, I just want to say, everybody, please get your hearts ready for when we get ready to do the Lord's table, because that's a personal. Do not come into the Lord's table if you got any grievances in your heart, please. Because we do not want to be counted as the wicked. We want to be counted as the righteous. Love each other. Love yourselves. Because there's too many, Satan got too many people out there trying to make you not love each other. But Jesus is more powerful. Let me pray as we get ourselves ready for the table. Heavenly Father, we just come to you at this time thanking you for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thanking you for your table, for your elements that we're about to partake, that you have made this insurance for us to recognize and to see and to acknowledge that which was done for us, done by Christ in our behalf, to bring us back to the Father. Oh, just such a blessing. Lord God, just get our hearts ready with your grace. Amen. Please prepare yourselves for Lord's table.